Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. James Dion is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Jim is a world-renowned expert on consumer trends, on retail technology, on selling and delivering customer service, merchandising, et cetera, et cetera. He's a consultant and a keynote speaker and a trainer in this area. He's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store, and he's here to give us a little bit of a report on how retail is doing these days. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. 2008 is a challenging year for a lot of people, not the least of which is retail. How is retail doing this year?
Oh, boy. Challenging is an interesting word. It is just for some retailers, Jim, I would say a good number of them, it is an unbelievably difficult year. Unbelievably difficult.
Any particular sector of retail? I've talked to some jewelers lately that are having their challenges.
Jewelry stores, exactly. Golf stores, oh my goodness. I mean, nobody. I mean, you got to drive to get to a golf course. I mean, just the price of gas. And so sporting goods stores are facing challenges. Clothing stores.
You think it's a combination of just the economy being off and high gas prices, or one or the other, or both, or what do you think?
Oh, I think it's all the above. I mean, I think if you ask any retailer, we entered a recession a good 6 months ago. I mean, it was a very, very difficult Christmas last year.
Whether it's technically a recession or not, it sure feels like it to some people.
Oh, absolutely. And so the gas prices were just kind of the icing on the cake that really really pushed the consumer over the edge.
That was a body blow for retailers, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I mean, the doom and gloom about the subprime mortgage and the fact that we had an awful lot of American consumers who were using their house as an ATM machine, all of a sudden throwing the high gas prices on top of that, oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, oil prices have come down. Hopefully we'll get some abatement on that. Maybe that'll hold out into the rest of the year, but we're still not seeing. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported recently that economists are saying they think that the second half of 2008 may actually be a little worse than the first half, and of course the challenge that creates for retailers is today and of course already not just today forward, but already retailers needed to have been ordering their fall products.
Oh, they were already ordered.
They've been ordering them, some of them in the spring.
Months ago, yeah.
Yeah, months ago, and some of them right now, but they don't know exactly how to order. And it's a challenge, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We don't know where the consumer is going for this, particularly this holiday season, you know, as we get closer. Well, we're still a little ways away from Christmas, but it is, we all know now it's going to be a very, very, very difficult Christmas, too. And so smart retailers are playing it close as they possibly can. Because the other thing you don't want to do is you don't want to overreact and not have enough inventory.
Exactly. And that's the problem. So how do you you don't want to wind up not sitting there with your shelves empty if your customers come in. So what's your advice to retailers these days, Jim?
Well, the advice is pretty simple. Every day, every customer, every dollar counts. It is that simple. And, you know, Jim, as I, you know, just anecdotally have watched and observed my own shopping over the last couple of months, yes, I, like most or a lot of Americans, have moved more of my shopping online, for example. Amazon, by the way, is up unbelievably because, you know, I want to avoid that trip to Best Buy or whatever, that little car ride, whatever, so I go online. But when I do go into the stores, I'm still amazed at how appalling the experience is.
Oh, there's no question about it, and I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm sorry that you have to say it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear you say it, because you're confirming what I've been saying now. I've been kind of on my soapbox about this for a while now, Jim. And so we're going to talk about this on the other side of these messages, folks. And the reason you're going to want to stay tuned is we're going to have some thoughts for you, whether you retail or not, that will help you get your piece of the action without spending any money. Retail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar and vocals, bringing us back. Dire Straits. That's who that is. Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's me on rhythm guitar in the background there. And we got our good friend Jim Dion with us. James is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, askjim.biz. First one is where you can find all the things that we do here, and the second one is our knowledge base, where you get small business answers now. So I hope you'll check those out. Jim and I are talking about retail, and Jim, you talked about the experience, and you were very, very, you sound very downtrodden and demoralized and depressed and all the other kinds of words I can use about the experience that you're finding these days in retail. Tell us about that.
Well, it's pretty awful in most stores. It is rare.
Large and small.
Large and small. I mean, some stores today are indistinguishable from funeral parlors.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in and there is a pall. There is just this almost this aura, this feeling of doom and gloom, and even the employees look shell-shocked, and if you could find one. And, you know, I always say I own an invisible suit, and I seem to put it on every time I go into a retail
right.
store. And in tough times, that just can't be. It just can't be.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, somebody comes in, you better love them up if you actually get somebody to come in. But, you know, another thing you were talking about a minute ago is I want to come back to this thing on the online shopping. I don't want to miss this opportunity to talk about having a website, because, you know, people, if you're complaining because people are doing more business online, well, guess what, folks? All you got to do to get some of that is get your own website. I heard a statistic recently, Jim, that blew me away. I still can't believe it. 50% of small businesses don't have websites.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Now, how? What's wrong with that picture?
And you know something, Jim? The other 50%, about 90% of that 50%, the websites are horrible.
Well, but even if it's just got your catalog, so people
yeah.
can shop with you and not drive around. I mean, people are willing to come to your store to buy locally, but they don't want to drive over to your store maybe this year to find out that you don't have what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So make it easy on them. They'll do that. E-shopping is a big deal. A lot of people, they like buying local. They don't mind coming in the store because they want to touch it and feel it, but they don't want to make the trip on their lunch hour, waste the gas, if they don't have to.
Yeah, even, you know, even make the trip, even have on your website a map to your store.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many small business websites I had to dig 2-3 pages deep to find out, where are you located? How do I get to you? How do I even call you?
And so we get these circumstances where where if they don't have a website or if they have one, it's not really helping the customers. Somebody actually shows up at their business, and we could have gotten more connection out of a kiosk than we got out of this person who sort of waited on us. We didn't get thank you. We didn't get anybody who acted like they had a pulse. And yet the owner is sitting around saying, what am I going to do? When are things going to turn around?
Yeah, the world owes me a living.
Yeah.
And you know, as our moms always told us, the world don't owe you a living, boy.
That's right.
And yeah, but unfortunately, that's the way some business owners are.
So how do we break that? How do we break loose from those chains?
Well, I think every customer, every day, every dollar counts. And you really have to focus on that. And by the way, you know, I have a saying, and I've used it for years, what gets measured gets changed.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't measure something, you can't change it. And so one of the most important measures, I would argue, in today's retail climate is what we call conversion rate.
Hmm.
Not how many Baptists you turn into Catholics or vice versa,
mm-hmm.
but rather how many browsers do you turn into buyers, both online and offline. And we have technology online and we have technology in the store
mm-hmm.
to calculate conversion rate. And retailers should be focused on that like a hawk.
And you know, there's one other thing. There's a stealth condition in there that I think we shouldn't take for granted. There are people who will come in our stores and not buy from us, and we're not a good fit for them. But if we treat them like we don't care what happens, that we're just glad they came in and we hope they'll come back, they'll go and tell their friends, you know what, I went in there, they didn't have anything I want, but I think you'd like that particular thing that I saw there. And they'll tell people about you, and that's money in the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
And all you had to do, was give this person who was shopping an experience.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, even your good customer, they may make trips where, for whatever reason, they don't buy something that day. You know, in other words, you got to be very careful. I guess I have to qualify myself on conversion rate. That you're never going to get 100%. 100% doesn't exist, and for a lot of reasons. And so you don't want to be attacking customers when they come in the door.
Right, absolutely. No, you gotta let them seek their own level. Stand by, we're gonna take a quick break. The book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store, and one of the experts is with us. That's his book, by the way, James Dion. Stay with us, we'll be right back. Late great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's from the Innocent Age album. Still missing. Great artist, Dan Fogelberg. Lost him too soon. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. We're visiting with our good friend James Dion. Jim is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. Jim, tell us where the book's available and tell us how we can find you.
Well, it should be available, Jim, in most bookstores, just about every bookstore around, and/or Amazon.com.
And your own website?
Yeah, Dionco, Dionco.com.
So check those out, folks. Okay, Jim, as we wrap up the hour, give us the 1, 2, 3 by the numbers recommendation for retailers that they should practice right now.
Okay, first of all, focus on your customer, every customer. Get a traffic counter, measure what your traffic is, measure how much of that traffic you are converting into a customer, then look at your average.
In commission selling, we used to call that the close ratio.
Absolutely, same thing, yep.
Yep.
Then look at your average transaction. What is the average amount that you're selling customers? Again, I can't tell you how many times over the last couple of months nobody has tried to add on to a sale, tried to sell me something a little bit more that would make that item better. And so
you think they're just capitulating? If you come in and you actually act like you want to buy something, they're so afraid you're going to not buy that they don't want to press you?
Well, not only that, they just don't really understand that they're selling a solution, not a product.
Right.
And so, you know, when you look at average transaction, again, that's a measure that is telling me how well we are as a company focusing on selling solutions. If average transaction goes up, people are spending more money with me.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that the kind of the two things that I really, in this kind of an economy, that retailers, I believe, have to look at every day. And then the third, real simple, real sincere thank you to a customer, even if you don't buy.
Where have you heard that before, ladies and gentlemen? Does that sound familiar? I'm being sarcastic, Jim, because I've been on my high horse about this now for years, but especially lately. And this whole thing about just handing people their money and not even making eye contact with them, just looking away or saying, have a nice day or whatever, is preposterous to me.
Oh, yeah.
And when people have all these other choices and they actually come in to see you, the idea that you can't say thank you as powerful, there's almost no word that you can say to somebody you don't love is that they're more powerful than thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And again, how many times today do we say thank you to the cashier and they say you're welcome?
Before they say, it makes me so mad when I do that. But as I've said many times before, Jim, I'm one of these guys who, when they give me my change, if they don't say thank you, I stand there until they do.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it, if they don't get it, Jim, I actually say, don't you want to say something to me? And sometimes they'll still won't get it. They'll say, what? I say, well, you know what? I had other choices. I could have gone somewhere else. Don't you want to thank me for the fact that I helped pay for your job? You know, and then, of course, you know, this is when my family leaves me. You know, it's embarrassing. But I'll tell you, it's like shooting yourself in the foot, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they have the cashier, the really, you know, smart one, say to you, well, gee, it's on the receipt.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you had somebody say that? It's on the receipt.
Yeah, it's on the receipt. Mm. And so, like, you know, I mean, stupid me, it was on the receipt. I just didn't read it, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a lack of connection, and that's what's happening in the market these days, Jim. And if you can connect with your customers, I believe, Jim, that the companies, the retailers, that don't even know what you're talking about when you're talking about a recession, are the ones that have learned how to make a connection with the people who contact them.
Oh, absolutely, because there's still a lot of money to be spent out there. There's still
somewhere somebody's buying something from somebody right now, aren't they?
Absolutely, and we still have 94% of our population employed. They have a job.
Yep.
And so there is money out there. It's just, are you getting your share of it?
And don't we also, you mentioned this earlier about not getting behind the curve, we also don't need to be so down in the mouth that we're not ready when the things turn around, when the economy turns around.
Absolutely. Optimism, well, first of all, you got to be an optimist to be a retailer.
Yeah.
But you have to control that optimism. But, yeah, you absolutely have to understand that this too will pass.
Right.
But the habits you learn during these tough times are the habits that will make the recovery for you even better.
Well said. James Dion, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as always, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.